W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Ayahuasca.
Slim was making fun of me for always opening every show by going, so, I,
It's your trademark.
So
it's like your catchphrase. It's like your ad lib that you always do.
So I decided to... Say, so.
Nice change of pace. I like it.
So I was doing something the other day. No.
He does. He made me this nice fucking quilt, dude, for my birthday. It was excellent.
What? I made you a quilt?
Yeah, you do so. I had no clue. And so you showed up with this quilt.
Speaking of sewing,
one time in like seventh grade, we had to sew.
And that's where I learned it all.
We had to make a little like hand keychain, and I made mine, and it said "Fupu."
Fupu.
Yeah.
Why?
For us punks united, motherfucker.
Oh, I thought you were like doing like a Fubu knockoff.
That's what it was.
Was it popular back then?
Fubu.
Yeah.
Fubu was the
shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's what
the
all
Jordan of your generation.
It's what all the kids wore. I didn't wear Fubu.
Okay.
I wore Fupu. Keychain I made myself.
I wore Fupu keychain.
I wore Fupu keychain.
Mama was proud.
So I had a Fupu keychain.
Nice.
So I was doing, I'm just going to say, so I, as many times as I can now.
It's the main show.
You download off the internet. That's for my Pirate Bay nerds out there.
Yo, are you on Pirate Bay? Or is people illegally downloading your shit already?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. People don't download music illegally anymore.
I think they were doing it to Tigers. Weren't they?
It's like there's like a Russian blog that has it. There's probably a Russian blog that has mine because they upload everything that comes on iTunes.
I'm going on Pirate Bay when I get home.
Let's see if you're on.
Yeah.
It's not Pirate Bay's not a Russian blog though.
That's more clout than like just being on the internet.
You need one of those like dirty Russian blogs that are uploading your shit.
Ooh. They don't know what I'm saying, but they like it.
I haven't Googled Sean Ass vs. Smokestack dirty Russian blog in a while, but
dirty.
Dude, I did. This is a good thing.
In a while, but I often Google Sean Ass dirty Russian blog.
I'm trying to think of what I was fucking Googling earlier. I Googled something screaming. Screaming? Yeah, I can't remember what the name was.
Cat is like picking a great time to play with that. He never plays with it.
This story would have been a lot better if I could remember what I Googled. Maybe if I go to Bing. Well, it was a Bing search.
You use Bing?
Only when I want to look up
porn.
Yeah. No, okay.
Smart search is off.
No, Bing, you can fucking look like a little more for like streaming things. Okay. Sometimes you can find movies a little easier using Bing than because Google like filter a lot of those illegal sites. So I searched the Zen of Screaming, right? Have you ever heard of the Zen of Screaming?
We did it together.
Okay, yeah. I was Googling it because somebody at work was like asking me about it. They were like, well, how did you used to scream all the time, blah, 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 because his voice is going out all the time. And I was like, well, I use this, and if you do it, like, every day.
You don't remember that historical episode about 10 episodes ago?
Yeah. Do you remember any of them?
So I.
So I Bing searched Zen of Screaming.
Okay.
And clicked the videos tab because I was looking to see if somebody uploaded the whole movie somewhere on there. And like five or six searches down, there, like all this porn started popping up.
Some chick just getting back shots, screaming.
Apparently, there's a porn star, and I don't remember what her name was, but her last name is Zen. Like it's like something Zen, like Elsa Zen or some fucking thing like that.
Who knows?
And apparently, they love to make her screaming. So it's like Zen screaming. It's just like her fucking getting fucked a bunch.
Nice.
Yeah, it all popped up in my. I almost said my porn search today. My Bing search.
I went to the bathroom at work and I rubbed one out.
Yeah, Zen of Screaming. Here, check this out. It's Zen Screaming.
Just
but then I
along with Zen.
I learned though that I learned then though.
Too deep. Oh, I'm ready to go now, guys.
I can't be like, yeah, man, go home and Bing search Zen of Screaming.
Probably not a good idea now.
Nah, I gotta tell them to like go
to
Google.
Go to Google. Go to Google. Thing, somebody being like, "I saw you doing Zena screaming in your car before the show."
Yeah, you were rapping it. Wow, in the band van.
That'd be fucked up. Be like, "Yo, I gotta go do some Zena screaming before we play, bro." And it's like, "Yeah, just checking out."
Yeah, we know what Sean's doing.
He's got Elsa Zen screaming.
Let's fuck with him. Knock on the windows.
I mean, how often have you... You wouldn't do it in a van if you're on tour.
I thought you said you used to.
No, Paul would find... Paul did it in every bathroom we came to.
I meant screaming, but okay. The Wendy's bathroom, wherever.
Every bathroom.
Screaming in the bathroom.
Paul would be screaming in the bathroom.
Every bathroom.
No, oh I would God. Warm up, in the van. 99-degree weather, and I'm rolling up all the windows and then doing vocal warm-ups, just sweating my balls off.
While you're whacking it.
Because I didn't want anybody to hear me. Yeah, you have to get naked. It's that hot. You can't just sit in the van in clothes.
Right. That's fair.
Get naked.
A little insight into a touring van. Nice.
Get a little... jerking going so I could get my screaming going. You all right? As soon as I threw in that, so I Slim almost spit his fucking drink across.
That got me every time.
So what podcast is this?
It's the Lousy Weather Media Main Show, episode 279. I'm Sean S.
Bow Capart.
Slip!
I love that you're like so. So I want to know what podcast this is.
Yeah, Bob's keeping us on track here.
Yeah. So what's next, Bob?
Oh, shit. So
screaming in my room. You might have heard me, Sean. Don't worry. I was fine.
Man. Ain't that some shit. Screaming's the new jerking.
Ooh. Screaming
it. It's like the How I Met Your Mother sandwich weed reference.
Yeah.
Like when you're home alone, you watch porn on full blast. Like
you're just screaming.
Yeah. You're watching Zen go,
Zen of screaming.
I don't turn
it. Put it back!
I don't turn it up to full blast. I turn it exactly to 69.
Ooh, nice. Put it back.
Not for any sexual connotation, just because it's the most comfortable volume.
Yeah, it's a good volume.
Yeah, even though I don't like odd numbers with volumes.
With volumes?
With volume. Sorry.
You know, like odd
number
volume.
Dude, I say volume and volume all the time. Volume. Like, interchangeably.
How often are you on the even number volumes?
Every time I'm in the car, it's got to be even. I'm not a psychopath, that's why.
Why? It's not going to make any difference.
Because sometimes 18 is just better than 17.
Yeah, but 17 or 19 can be good.
19's too loud.
Well, I mean, sometimes it depends.
See, 20 is when I'm like cranking it like with the bumps. Uh-huh. But like 17, it don't feel right. 19 either. Like,
this is one thing that's never got... like I've dated a handful of girls that had this like tick. It's so I've always associated with like girls that are like they're weird about numbers, and they're like, oh, I can't have the odd number. That's my girl voice. That was so terrible. That's the worst.
I'm not like religious about it. Like, oh, like, because when I crank it all the way, I'm on
like
30.
If you're in other people's cars,
my volume to any number, but then I got to tap on the dashboard that number of times afterwards.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
I was about to say, did you just make that up? Because I've Jesus. Been with you in a car.
I've never seen yeah, that. He does it under the seat.
Just anyway, beep, 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 yeah. beep, beep. I, when you get in into other people's cars.
No, I don't care. I don't even look. I don't even look at it. I don't even know.
Is it that bad that you can't look?
No.
You're like obsessive about it? You're like,
no,
because
it's just my car. You know, I got a certain... Like every click
like
is different.
In my car, it's usually the odd numbers that feel good. Like 21's like a good cruise mix, 23's when I'm bumping, and like 19's like when I'm quiet and talking to somebody in the car type thing.
Well, your stereo must be wild because that's not a
in
wider.
The car I go to max volume because it only goes to 40. I don't get to
mine
go
is
to 69.
34.
In the car,
I can't go
to 69. Yeah,
I think mine only goes to 33.
You can 69 in the car, but you can't go 69 in the car. Oh,
that'd be rough. No, mine goes to 33 max, so I usually keep it on 32 because at 33 I feel like it sounds damn. Like just like staticky. And
you
at 32,
go to max. Mine probably goes to like 100 max, and I only go to like 20 something.
Yeah, but I got subs and shit, so it's just ridiculous.
Mine only goes to 40.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, 32 is insane.
And you keep your stereo
like,
at 40?
No, it's my phone's fault, though. Like, because other
phone's
people,
quiet.
When they... Yeah, my phone's quiet. Other people plug their phone in, and it's super loud.
I just use the iPhone jack, the USB.
So I stopped at a gas station today.
So I stopped at a gas station today.
Man, it was raining hard today. Were you driving in the rain?
No,
today?
I worked all day.
I mean, you drove home in the evening then, when it was raining its hardest.
Yeah, the morning wasn't bad. The evening was, because everyone was going like 55 on the highway. Like, it was icy. I'm like, what are you doing? It's 50 degrees out. Go!
Yeah,
I was getting pissed.
If you're wondering why we're talking about weather now, it's the lousy weather media main show.
Oh, we finally got there.
Finally got to weather, episode 279.
Oh, we've weather here made sucks. It, it's lousy.
We've wow. made it to the point we're talking about lousy weather on the lousy weather media main show.
Damn, y'all old. No.
Yeah, we might as well quit.
Yeah, your weather it. Your weather channel.
Are you guys ready to end the episode then? All right, let's have a good day.
Let's have a lousy weather day.
But no, when I was driving to band practice, right? I was mm-hmm, gonna go mm-hmm. scream my vocal cords.
Yeah, in the van.
Well, in the car, I was screaming on the way to warm up.
Oh, risky. You got a low-sitting car. Truck driver's looking at you like, this motherfucker speeding around.
Yeah, they were. Because it was raining, so I was going slow, and they're like, fuck this,
fapping
dude.
It, damn.
And I'm just screaming. No, I'm fapping. I was screaming.
You screaming it, damn. Oh,
yeah. So, but I got off at like Vernon Odom Boulevard, and I'm like looking ahead of me, and I'm like, there's a gas station. It looks like a reputable Marathon station.
You would know.
And then you get out of the car and you walk in. It's a type of gas station. As soon as you walked in the door, all you smell is incense, and everybody's behind windows, and you're just like, that's the type of gas station.
I hate incense.
Yeah, especially when it's just like extreme incense.
That's been one thing for
I
me.
Wonder why the gas stations in the hood burn incense so much.
Because everyone walks in smelling like weed.
I
happens here too, but I don't smell incense.
I don't
incense.
Know if that's it.
I don't know. I've always hated incense.
I'm wondering what they're doing that they're covering up with incense.
Making meth? Who
does
knows?
Does this sound super racist? Like, no. It doesn't matter who the race of
you
the
didn't
person
is. You say
what
kind of ghetto, you said the ghetto.
Any ghetto, yeah. And it doesn't matter who's behind the counter of the gas station. It could be a white guy, an Indian guy, a black guy. It could be any type of guy. Or female. It could be a white guy, Indian. black female.
Name off the list of colored females.
Huh? It could be any
type of reptile.
It could be a reptile behind a counter.
Oh.
They're just burning incense. Like, it smells like an opium incense when you walk in a place. Like, it reminds me of Quonset Hut. Remember walking in a Quonset Hut?
Yeah.
That's what it smells like in their gas station.
Sold a lot of incense.
Yeah, they sold incense, so you just smelt the incense. But they're probably still burning incense.
They're probably burning something else behind the glass.
They also sold accoutrements. But
it was funny walking in because I just wanted to get a water and I saw a little cooler that said water. And I walk up to it and there's just two dudes standing in front of it staring. Like, and I'm like behind them standing there for, I gave it like 5 seconds. It felt like a lifetime. I'm like 1, 2, 3, 4. They're not going to move or grab water or open the cooler door or nothing. They're just going to stand there and stare at it cool. So I walked over 2 steps, and they had Faygo.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I was like, Faygo, orange
what
soda.
What a reputable business.
Yeah.
Reputable.
What a turn of events.
I said reputable.
Reputable.
Rasputin.
What a bass rootin' fucking.
Bob gets out.
Mm-hmm. So I bought a Faygo orange, and I got to the counter, and it was $1.
$1.
Yeah. So it was a nice gas station. I recommend it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And they had
on Copley Road.
Once you get past the incense smell and the weird people standing around loitering, then it's actually pretty nice. They got cheap Faygo.
How are their bathrooms?
I didn't
like ours here.
But, yeah, it was just...
Heroin and blood?
I was excited. It was one of those things where you're like, I never knew there was a gas station here, probably because I never pay attention to gas stations in this area because I don't want to stop at any of them.
Well, the people there are just like us.
The fuck out of here. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Because
you're scared. You're white. You're scared. You got a red beard.
I
feel it. It's fine.
I don't like hood gas stations.
I only stopped in Cleveland for gas stations. This is one I went to.
Because they're all
they were selling, like, you know how you get a 6-pack of beer and, like, the string? Like, you know I'm talking about the plastic wrap around each beer? They were selling, like, singles. Like, beers that had fallen out of that. Like, they were just like, oh, yeah, that one's, like, $1. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
That's cool.
It was cool, but it was, like, weird. It was like, this isn't, I don't know.
This isn't America.
They got cheap beers.
Are you going to scan this? Like, or are you going to key something in over here? Yeah.
I mean, gas station. You probably don't know this, Lakewood, but like all the tall boys and shit you buy come in cases too. And you just open the case and stock the shelves with them.
Yeah, but I'm talking like a 6-pack like I got in your fridge. Uh-huh. Like those are connected. Like they come like that. They don't put them in the rings.
Those come connected too. You pop them out the...
The tall boys
this
too?
Was a... What's up?
The tall boys too?
They either come in, like, a case or they come in rings, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They come in, like, a 24-pack case of them all ringed together in 6-packs. You just crack them off and stock the shelves with it.
If I could buy a ringed-up Tallboy 6-pack, that would be clutch. I would do that.
Usually, if you go into the beer caves of places or walk in, you can find some that are sitting there that they haven't stocked a shelf with.
Okay. Let me get this whole case of Natty Daddies, please.
Yeah, those come. They come in big 24 things, like with the plastic wrap over them.
Okay,
that they say like Natty Daddy, like a big logo and shit. Yeah, it's like just a big case.
So where were you going with this gas station? You just approved because they sold Faygo for $1?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
do they not do it around here?
I was wondering. I was wondering what you guys do if you guys like try to avoid a ghetto gas station. Like, if you're like, I'm in the hood, I'm going to not stop here even though I want a water.
See, in Canton, when I'm on my way home, all the gas stations are kind of like that.
Do you find the nicest one of them?
They're all, there's Circle K, there's a Marathon, there's a BP. They're all pretty, like, hood.
No, those are bad down there.
Yeah, so it's they're all the same. I'm not like scared anymore because like the
those aren't hood gas stations.
The seventh time a bum came up to me and for the second day in a row and told me I ran out of gas story, I kind of was just like, ah, sorry bro, card only. And then I started using that excuse everywhere. Ah, card only, because I really don't carry cash. And then they just don't believe. And then they just walk away. Until they pull up the fucking credit card swiper on the bottom of their phone, and then I'll have to give them a couple bucks. Hmm. I'm ready for that because I will get for the effort of buying a credit card swiper.
He's waiting for a bum to get a credit card fucking swiper on.
I will
phone.
Give them money for that. Yeah,
you're fucking hilarious.
Interesting.
Sometimes I don't know what to think about you, Slim.
You know, I'm out here.
I avoid every gas station except for
always. I drive a Tesla. I plug it at home.
No, I like just like
you know the like one you
to
like
just
to
go by
to.
The one by my work. And that's it.
Mike's place.
Well, you
go to no, I don't one. Even like that one really.
Now you go to the Circle K there on the Circle, or which one are you talking about?
I mean, I
which
go
one
to
by
the,
your work?
That Circle K on the Circle is way too.
Oh,
busy.
I bet, yeah, I got you. We're points. We're yeah, we're describing like
but,
intimate details. Yeah, I hear you.
But
intimate details with Sean and Bob.
The Mike's is weird because well, I don't know if they still have it, but I guess they used to have a sign on the door that said. Carry guns. Like they want people to have
where's that?
I don't know.
When I worked at a gas station,
mean?
People
don't know.
People came in with their guns all the time.
Like it's one thing that
what's
people
the location?
Do that. Like I get it.
He doesn't
want do to
describe
anyway,
it because it's by his work.
Yeah,
that's
right.
We already established that a second ago.
So well,
that's
why everything is fictional is pieces, playable things, and relationships.
Anyway,
so.
Go ahead.
But it's just weird because. I feel like a gas station shouldn't be, like, even if you think, they're like, oh, yeah, we want people to have guns in case something happens,
yeah.
Like, but that doesn't make sense still to me at a gas station. Like, you shouldn't be firing guns if you're a good guy or a bad guy at
yeah,
a gas station.
I thought it was weird we let people with their guns come in and stuff. The only place you see, like, no gun signs are in the ghetto, on the doors in the gas station. The one so, I like, worked at, they... And since Ohio's a open carry state, like, if you have it on your hip and shit, you don't even have to have it licensed.
No.
And, like, I'm
gotta,
not worried
yeah.
about the fact that people have it, but I don't think the gas station should be...
Flaunting.
Yeah, it should be, like...
Yeah, I think it's the weirdest
recommending
thing.
Recommending it.
I remember
like,
my
hey,
first...
Bring your
I think
gun
showing
here.
Off a gun or, like, describing that you have it or any of that stuff
yeah.
is just weird.
I remember...
You have a gun, you shouldn't be... You shouldn't let... Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Nobody
like,
should know.
Well, for sure. But that's also concealed carry, and if you don't have the proper license and registration for that, you're going to get in bigger trouble.
Well, you
but if
proper.
You have the open carry just on the side of your hip, like I work at a department store, and they like this dude, like this, he had a fucking cowboy hat on, and he had a fucking
they
revolver
always,
on his
they
hip.
Always had cowboy hat.
He had a revolver on his hip, and like three different associates called me concerned, like yo, this dude's up here, he's got a gun on his hip, I don't know what to do, and I'm like, do nothing. Unless he pulls it on you, like, but I don't think he's going to. He's in a crowd
yeah.
of people, but you know he's perfectly
you're,
allowed to
Ohio,
do that.
Yeah,
I was like, I can't tell him to leave. I can't tell him, hey.
That's why that dude was walking up and down the fucking streets
with that
the
fucking almost
gun.
Looking AR. Yeah,
he had a fucking AR, didn't he?
It was considered a pistol. I'm pretty sure in Ohio.
A pistol.
It just had like the stocks and attachments for, but yeah, dude, you can deck out a pistol. You can make a pistol look like an assault rifle, but it still shoots like 9mm or something like that.
I know everything about guns.
Everything. Everything there is to know. I don't have one myself, but I know everything.
What did I say to you the other day? I posted something. I sent you a photo, and you were like, what do you know about the killer bee? I was like, everything there is to know about the killer bee.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Okay.
You on that anime kick now.
Yeah, I made a beat-making page, Bobby. My name is Weather with a... All the letters spaced out and no second E. So it's W space E space A space.
And I
e
told him
space,
to do this
H
too. And I'm like,
R
yes,
space.
I influenced that.
Yeah,
and
it
came
his,
out perfectly.
It was his idea. He was like, you need to come up with like a beat maker name that's like everybody else's.
The completely, no, not like everybody else's, but I meant completely separate from Sean Ast.
Yeah.
Just come like a complete random, like no one knows it's you.
Nobody
but
will
making,
fucking follow me.
Well,
now
though. Everyone knows it's you.
I got three followers. One of them's you and two of them are fake.
I know. I'm gonna repost all your
and all my likes.
Me.
All my likes are like fake ones. They're like pay us to get subscribers and like other local people. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna repost it and get all your beats.
You're gonna repost it
out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get some better shit on there. I like the couple that are on there, but
dude, you got good ones.
I need to get some better stuff on there.
It's a good move.
I'm gonna put it on Spotify. But yeah, so I'm a beat maker now.
Yeah.
I also, one thing about my beats too, I gotta stop making beats for people to rap to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, just like, make them for what you feel.
I make beats that are like intro, verse, chorus, verse, chorus.
No, you gotta do some minute shit. That's what people want. They want to hit you up and say, hey, can I get this, but can you extend it for me? That's how you get the money.
Yeah.
You gotta just do the minute clips, and that gets them hooked.
You're a minute clip.
One more.
Yeah, I need to like learn how to make that a music.
Put a minute clip on a pistol.
You're a minute clip.
Minute clip over here.
Minute clip on a pistol. Yeah, that was funny.
Now that could be considered an AR. So rounds in a minute.
But then I got to band practice and we're practicing and stuff, and then like a wasp just appeared in the room.
In the house?
Yeah, in the band practice room, like right above our heads.
Those should be in hibernation right now.
What the fuck? I was like, what up, wasp? Like, I was like, this is my homie. Like, we cool. Like, we don't fuck with it. He don't fuck with us. We cool. But Matt, the bass player or guitar player.
That's not how wasps do. Bees, maybe. Wasps are just trying to hurt you.
Nah, man. He was my little homie. Matt, the guitar player, started freaking out. He was like, he kept yelling at me to kill it. He's like, kill it, kill it. I'm like, no, that's my homie. Like, I'm not killing the wasp. And I'm like, he's not bothering me.
This is in the middle of the little room you guys jamming?
He's just hanging out up by the light. And
like, what? Is that just living in his house?
Apparently.
He better check his ducks.
And so he's hiding from it. But then the wasp kind of subsides for a little bit, so we're practicing again. While we're jamming, the wasp just out of nowhere appears again right over Matt's head. And I just no-sold it. Like, inside, I'm like, this is so awesome. The wasp is over his head. Like, he don't know. This is hilarious. But
you said that in screaming voice?
That's what I said on the inside.
The wasp
is on fire.
Catch our new song, The Wasp, on Spotify.
But so I
don't get stung.
But then finally, Matt's like, I'm going to fucking kill this thing. And he grabs like a little notebook. I'm like, what are you going to do? But he ended up hitting it and paralyzing it.
Mm.
And then he knocked it to the floor. Well, so it's like in the little lampshade, like all paralyzed with his arms. Like, yeah. Oh, God. So he starts trying to take the lampshade off. But then the wasp like regains power. And started to come back up the live, started to fly again. He's like, ha ha, and like slapped it, and it went to the ground. And then the fucking bass player, Dan, was just like, finish him. It was amazing. And then fucking Matt was like Jax from Mortal Kombat 3 and stomped on him.
You're going to be exiled by Peter.
I wish you would have did some Kano.
Smash the wasp. Rip the wasp's heart out.
Yeah, that would have been way
cooler. Oh, my God.
We're
talking Mortal Kombat fatalities. That would have been the coolest one.
Me, I'm just like, that was my homie. Like, what the fuck?
Or if you would have turned into a dragon and been a wasp. That would have been cool, too.
Nick's beat makes me call the wasp. I can sense
it. I started trying to, like, convince them that it was the ghost of the band Wasp trying to inhabit us and make us fuck like a beast.
Okay.
That joke is only good for 80s metalheads.
So now your band practice space will be haunted by the ghost of the band Wasp, which was a wasp. Whoa.
But they didn't get that one, so I was like,
more metal.
I was like, well, it's the ghost of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants then, and they didn't get that either. And I was like, well, that's a way worse reference, and we don't want that ghost in here, so it's back to being the band Wasp.
Yeah, I don't get that one either.
Shit happens. But so yeah, you're right. Now we have the ghost of the band Wasp.
Which was a wasp.
Yeah.
In its second life.
I'm about to post that on our Facebook. RIP the ghost of the band Wasp. Now in our band practice is bass is the ghost of the band Wasp.
Did you get stung by the ghost of the band Wasp? It was a wasp.
It was a wasp. the ghost of the band Wasp. Oh, it was a wasp. Now it's a ghost of a ghost of the band Wasp. That's a wasp.
And then 80s arena guitar solo.
Nice.
I hear
you're a hair band now.
Yeah.
Ghost of the ghost.
Keep growing it out. The band. I like it. I didn't know your hair was to your shoulders already. That, yeah. You know, last week it wasn't. Like, no. Dude, it's wild, dude.
And all this spinning, denim I'm wearing.
You got some mad around. Follicles, bro.
Man, you got mad follicles.
You got rapid fire so, hair, bro.
So stoked about your follicles, bro.
It's healthy. Man.
So that's been my life lately.
Yeah, that's decent.
The ghost of the band wasp. Nice. I worked a ridiculous amount last week, so like my life came down to today.
Today, this is the, this is what you were saving up for.
This is the pinnacle.
I'm glad we could deliver today. I'm glad we could deliver on this
glorious day.
On this
my
glorious
life has also
day.
Come down to today.
I worked today.
Did you? Yeah.
Okay.
Did it feel good?
No. I actually did feel good. Like I told you guys earlier off mic. We're selling all of our floor model appliances and just having to carry everything out. Like, it honestly did feel good because my job is just a retail worker. Like, I don't lift shit. I don't do anything. Yeah, I just walk around.
Did you feel gratifying gifting all these people the blessing of a microwave in their home for half off?
No, because they're making me do work. I mean, the lifting and the carrying, like, the ripping and the tearing.
So the work is you enjoyed, but the people that made you do work, fuck them.
Yeah.
You enjoyed the fact that your job was making you do the work, but you did not enjoy the fact that the people were making your job make you do the work.
Basically, yes. Okay. I wouldn't. My job didn't make me. Like, I could have just, you know, put these things.
You're like
on
a customer service person, aren't you?
Right, right.
Me
would have
been
right
the
you hate
around.
Customers.
I would have been like,
I don't. Certain
like,
ones.
Good for these customers, but fuck my job making me carry.
Yeah,
certain
yeah,
ones,
exactly.
Yes. Certain customers I hate, but I do like that my work gives me the opportunity to turn things around. Like, I can do whatever. Okay. Like, I can literally pretty much do whatever with no consequence of falling back on me. Like, why
did
you do
you
it this
around
way?
And
I feel like you should stop working with customers.
You like,
I'm you good like at it, man. I'm good at talking to people.
Halfway out, and then you turn around.
You just,
I'll be a great
my
guy gives
me this option.
No, but you I mean,
you hate them.
As far as carrying shit out, I mean, it felt good. As in, I haven't worked out in so long, and it kind of made me like want to do that again. Like, it was almost like a euphoric feeling working out, just carrying this shit down. Because, like, I like working out. I just can't get on a routine in my work schedule.
If you want to carry around 50-pound cases of shit, just come help me put a truck away on a Monday.
I'm talking, like, refrigerators and shit. Like,
yeah.
Heavier than that.
Well, you
wild.
Do, I mean, you put it on a dolly.
Yeah, and then I got to help them get in their truck.
A refrigerator?
Shit sucks, dude. Washers are actually the worst. That shit is super heavy, and like you gotta just you can only have you and
yeah,
one other person
man.
On the other side. Like if they're not doing the work, you gotta make up for it. So it's, I don't know.
Damn, you should be in a band.
I'm not complaining. Bottom line was it felt good, and I want to start working out now.
Get equipment up and down a stair set every time you want to play a show.
I've done that. I had to carry my laptop in and set it up, and Sean's done with me.
Yeah, I played in a band where both guitar players had to have half or full stacks. Couldn't just play with one cab each. We had to play with two cabs each, so four cabs.
And the JBs, so we had to go down the steps.
And our bass player had a fucking refrigerator.
Yeah.
That literally was the size of a refrigerator.
His one cab was the size of two cabs.
And the head on it is even heavier than the fucking cab.
That's wild.
How much was that?
How much money did he put into
it? Yeah.
Multiple $69,000. $69,000.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I remember like helping all them people carry this shit. Like, I don't have none of this shit.
Bottom line was I'm motivated to work out now. Was the bottom line of my story.
Well, get
it
a
felt
fucking
good.
Planet Fitness subscription.
I might.
Get your goddamn Pizza Fridays, you motherfucker.
Get your shit in gear.
Why don't we take a break? Then we'll come back and we'll finish top 8 debate. We have, this is the end round, right? We have our top 4.
So I'm going to let you two
debate
the last one.
No, you're fucking not.
I'm going to judge based off of your...
Get the fuck
your,
out.
You're too responsible.
Jumps in here, changing the name of the game. I invented this game.
Changing the
rules. Yeah, you invented the tournament.
Original idea.
You invented the tournament. What I'm saying is, I only had really John Cena to weigh in on. That was my prime.
You weighed in on all of them.
Yeah, but I didn't know what I was doing. But
now we're not debating,
behind the curtain.
We're not debating through all through. You're picking the one you like of the four and going for it there. And we're gonna get a winner of the four, man.
Okay. I thought it would be a little. Well, help me out. Is all I'm saying. I'm doing a lifeline here. Oh, I'm doing a lifeline. Phone a friend. I'm calling Sean.
You wanna put my general sound? I'm gonna give it to you now. Who like my chopstick? Hit you in the shit with my little ass stick. Yellow, if you wanna see me, eat yellow. I never seen nothing like you before. I can kick you higher than you can kick me. I can kick you way up into a tree. Who wants to taste of my oolong tea? Ho ha ho ha ho chi chi. Everybody in the phone book named Chang. Wanna see my way? Never good gone, hit the gong with a bang. Walk. Everybody wanna see me throw a fireball. But that's not right, not in real life. You will fall down and break your leg. Everybody wanna see me break an egg. Well I don't, but I like fried rice. And I got like Ching Chow Wu Ching Wang Wu Wai. Wanna see me go, guy? Hit you with the life. Well, when I hit you with the shit, do a split, take a shit after you eat my shit, kung fu. Want my buffet? You fucking gay. Wilo, hit you with the hay. Stay the fuck away. Hit you with the balls. Only American bean duck sauce. And my soy sauce is for you. I can put it in your shoe. Watch this. I can tiptoe while you take a piss. In my bathroom, spy on you by your little boy shit. Oh, I can kick you if you don't pay the bill. And if you want a little mint, that's 50 cent. Bitch, everything costs a little bit. So don't expect nothing for free, at least from me, Ching Chang Chui. I got you from Taiwan City and Hong Kong. I just work a bong and I can do it all night long.
Now it's time for the dino to apply the primer. We made your mind warp. What are you flipping rhymes?
What up, Bobby?
Yo.
Find a brain sleeping in the shade. Your precision's inefficient. Skip that.
I'm about to fall asleep. Let's wake up. So
you want me to make some coffee?
We're going to continue with our top eight debate. It's our original idea. It's a tournament where we pick eight of the top somethings, whatever that subject might be. This week we are debating top eight professional wrestlers from 2001 to 2009.
Top.
All right,
the cream of the crop.
I said, look. Top. So
I was trying to time it right, but you stopped talking.
We
are down to the final four.
The final four, and we're gonna dig into the all final four till we get our number one of our.
Until there's one left.
Yeah, until there's one left. They're gonna fight to the finish.
Steel cage match.
Steel cage match.
Oh, boy.
It's a Hell in a Cell.
It's a fatal four-way.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
No, I wanted you to be like, it's some kind of match, because he said...
Oh, championship title bout? No, no, no.
So we have debated down to our top four. Let me find the list here. God. Wherever they may be.
So I
have no idea where it's at. There it is. All right.
Who's on the list?
I have no fucking clue who won these rounds.
Yeah. Me.
So Triple H won, right? Batista won, right?
Right.
John Cena won.
Yes.
And then who won last week? Kurt Angle or Undertaker?
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle. So it's Kurt Angle, John Cena, Batista, and Triple H. That's our top four. We're going to open up the floor, as they say.
What was the other one? Kurt Angle,
it's Triple Batista, John Cena, and Kurt Angle.
Okay.
Bobby, I'm gonna open up the floor for you. I mean, we're not so much debating the number one.
Yeah,
no, you don't really need to pick one. Let's
debate them all. But then
let's figure out what your favorite one
is. Can lean towards somebody.
Yeah, what's your favorite one of the group?
I mean, Kurt Angle would break all their ankles.
Yeah, Kurt Angle is your number one. So if you were gonna rank all the four that we have here, what are you looking at? Kurt Angle, Triple H, Batista, Cena.
Kurt Angle. And John Cena, based solely on acting ability.
Yeah, because Kurt Angle is the dopest actor. What movie was that he was in?
John Cena?
No, Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle. Yeah, the only movie I know about him being in...
I thought you meant acting ability for the both of them.
Really horrible, like, B-movie horror movie.
Yeah. I think he's in, like, two of them.
Oh, they're so bad. They're not... Sure, good acting. But John Cena is an actual favorite actor of mine.
Okay.
John Cena is one of your favorite actors.
Yeah.
Bob likes Daddy Daycare.
No, I liked Torre Pharmacy.
Now, that acting started with being a pro wrestler.
Yeah, because he acts in the ring.
Pro wrestling is essentially acting. Yeah.
And then Triple H.
It's like action acting.
And then...
Is it the nose for Triple H that makes him three, or what is it?
Water. It was the time that he drugged Stephanie and married her.
Yeah, I want to. I don't know if that was 99 or 2000, but
I'm just kidding. I just don't like Blue Tista. That's all.
So Blue Tista's last. I know in the 2000s they did this really cool angle where they finally, like acknowledged that the two of them were actually married. Like they were married. In real life for a while after the storyline marriage.
She's like, guess what, Dad? I knew the whole time.
Yeah, so they did the storyline marriage, and then following that, they never acted, you know, married on TV. He was on Raw, she was on SmackDown. It was never acknowledged as, like, a thing that is true behind the scenes. Then they did this cool angle where, like... Randy Orton started attacking everybody in the McMahon family to, like, get the Triple H, and he fucking punted Shane in the head. He fucking punted Vince in the head. 70-year-old Vince took a punt right to the goddamn head. Punt Linda, but he did handcuff Triple H to the ropes he DDT'd Stephanie and then kissed her.
While she was knocked out.
Yeah, in front of Triple H.
That's a little rapey.
And then Triple H broke into his house on the next episode.
Can you look at that photo on the wall the same now after that?
After knowing that he raped Stephanie McMahon. And
don't fall asleep.
I don't know if he fell asleep
right there.
He sexually assaulted her.
Right? Yeah. He fell asleep right there. He was looking right at you.
He might have sexually assaulted me. It's not assault, though, because I'm willing, brother. All right. But anyway, yeah. So he sexually assaulted Stephanie. into a match, but then they didn't really have that good of a match at WrestleMania.
Huh?
It didn't live up to.
So
that.
Yeah, Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
He drinks the most milk. He's got my vote.
Now he does drink a lot of milk. Yeah, I've seen him shotgun milks before.
Oh, yeah. Instead of beers.
So what's wrong with Blue Tista?
Boring.
Pops of blood.
Yeah, you've always. I liken Batista a lot to like the Ultimate Warrior. He was the Ultimate Warrior of this generation. He was a bodybuilder who was like 40 by the time he came in, so he wasn't gonna be around for long. He wasn't gonna be jerking the curtain in the first match, as they say. He was gonna be a main event, and it was gonna be quick, and he was gonna be out. You know what I mean? And he did it, even with the boring matches. He was good enough and that charismatic enough that he got people behind him. But he was definitely but it didn't last, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? He was the ultimate warrior of
this generation. I don't like the big guys.
Huh.
So you don't like big guys?
I don't like the big guys.
No.
Why is that?
Because it's boring. I don't like watching them.
That's why he doesn't like you.
I don't like watching dudes just fucking...
I take it as a compliment.
...punch each other.
Yeah, slow movements, punches, brawling.
Okay, all right.
He wants to see some more flips and acrobatics.
Yeah, I want to see somebody fucking shoot milk on somebody and break their ankle.
Oh, okay.
So let's turn the floor over to Slim.
Bob, let me ask you this. Who had the longest title reign out of the four?
I almost feel like he's prepared this week.
The longest title reign of the four?
It's John Cena.
Yeah. Probably.
Okay. Maybe.
He had the most, definitely, also. Mm.
Who's had the most titles in the most different companies?
Oh, you got me? We're not talking about that, though. I'm talking about the final four.
There, yeah, definitely Kurt Angle.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Mm.
We're talking about one. Wait, no. I guess we're not talking about one.
So Cena, Juan Cena. You ever heard of Juan Cena? Cena,
yeah.
There is a Juan Cena.
You were playing that CKY clip earlier.
There is a Juan Cena. He looks just like John Cena. Does he wear like a luchador mask?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's also a Kurt Angelus.
I've never heard of Kurt Angelus. But Juan Cena.
Kurt Angelo Saxon.
Juan Cena is like a real thing.
But
you should check out.
I didn't know that.
Cena.
But yeah. How many out of the top four had a hit single, Bob?
A hit is a stretch. But a hit. He's got a single. How many on the list have had a single? Kurt Angle does have a single.
Kurt Angle makes music?
Yeah, you never heard it?
No.
It's called I Don't Suck.
I Don't Suck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it goes, I don't suck. I don't suck. I don't suck. I don't suck.
That's a good way of promoting yourself. Focusing on the negative comments rather than saying, like, I'm the best.
Well, because, everybody would chant, you suck.
Ah.
You suck. You suck.
I know that.
You suck.
Yeah.
So he made a song that goes, I don't suck. I don't suck. I
play
don't
it.
No, suck. We got the gist, I think.
I'll see if I can find it.
Well, who, let me ask you, Andrew.
All right.
Has been on the cover of the most albums.
That sounded weird when you said Andrew. I'm like, who's Andrew?
our guest. albums as in what? Music, like
album
other...
Any
whose
album
picture's
covers.
Been on more album covers?
Any album.
Well, I think Kurt and John would be tied. Right? One a mirror, one John Cena for his
John
song.
Cena's album cover was the championship title.
Not him in it? I swear he was in it. Okay.
And so he doesn't wear his own shirts.
I guess that would be Kurt Angle.
That's a callback.
I just called you Paul. Here you go, Paul. Here you go, Ball.
Paul.
There you go, Bob. Paul don't even have to be here. I still call you Paul. All right, Bob. I just called Slim Bob. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, you looked at me and said Bob. I was real confused.
That's why I was calling you a different name.
One look is depressing to see. Cause you know you can't be better than me.
Sounds like The Rock.
Start at the bottom.
It's better than John Cena's rap song.
I'll be here to make your dreams stop. I've got it all from head to toe. Looks, brains, class, you'll never know. Second place is the best you'll ever do. Be happy with that before I do worse to you.
I don't suck. I think he's got a better flow than you, even Slim. Suck. Suck.
This ain't bad.
What'd you do? Take your headphones off?
Yeah, I was about to leave. Yeah.
Listen to him.
My life's on fire, and you're ice cold.
Oh!
You asked me.
Oh!
A dog, you're a flea.
Well, fleas are quite the nuisance to dogs, and they sometimes can, you know, cause
I'm
horrible,
a dog and
you
you're
know,
a flea.
A lot of injuries unless unchecked.
I rap more better. It's like this body when wrapped in leather. Perfection, and it gets no better. I rap like I wrestle.
Hold on. What did he just say? Hold on.
Yeah, hold the phone.
My body wrapped in leather.
Hold the phone.
All of you
Why is that?
I'm a dog. I like the vocal stuff.
Why is that some BDSM shit?
Why is that the definition of a good looking body?
I'm saying, yo.
It's like my body looks great wrapped in leather.
I mean, that's in my search history. I'm just saying.
Hold up. All right. He rhymes better with better. And then he's like, I'm dressed in leather.
Anything you can do, I can do better. Even when I rap more better.
And more like better.
Body when wrapped in leather. Mm-hmm. Perfection, and it gets no better.
Okay, so Kurt Angle fucks with latex. Your argument is invalid.
let's dissect this a little bit. So, anything you do, I can do better. Even when I rap, I do it more better. It's kind of like this body wrapped in leather. Perfection. I don't remember the last line because that's where my mind
said better
stops.
Again. I think you said that's better.
Like, you know, if we're getting this down to a rap off, you might as well play a John Cena song.
This is not about rapping. It's about wrestling.
It is, because what do the other two do?
I still might like this better than John Cena's rap.
Play one. Not necessarily the famous one, just play one.
I like the breakdown. Anything you can do, I can do better.
It's true.
Anything. I rap better.
It's also true.
It's like this body. He doesn't say better again. Envy of others. The only white rapper
in tune with the brothers. The
only white rapper what?
In tune with the brothers.
He sounded like brothers.
Oh, jeez.
He just rhymed brothers with better. I'm
a dog. This is not about rapping.
Dude,
about
I was
going to
say Kurt Angle.
This factors.
It is.
Until this, till
about
I heard
wrestling.
This is a
rapping.
Factor.
And only one person.
I was going to agree with
actual
you.
Actual gold medal.
You were talking about acting wrestling. Earlier. This is a factor.
I just mentioned.
Rap more better.
That John Cena was a good actor when I was talking about John Cena, when he ranked him for me.
I don't want
to
think.
And I mentioned it because it has nothing to do with wrestling.
I don't want to think Kurt Angle wrapped in leather, and I can't get it out of my brain.
And being in tune with the brothers.
With the brothers.
You should like that line because you like
you
Jackal.
You stretch words.
I like Jackal, I do.
Yeah. And it gets no better. I rap like I wrestle. Envy of others. The only white rapper in tune with the brothers. All eyes on me. And if I was you. Best believe. We've focused way. We haven't played one wrestling clip. 200 plus.
Well, it's an audio podcast, so.
All right, let's move off of that song.
Play a John Cena song.
I don't want to hear a John Cena song.
So you like this better? It's like
I like them wrapped in leather. I like them here. I like them there. I like them wrapped in leather underwear.
It's better.
Oh.
It's God. Better.
Kurt Angle is better. Hands down.
I'm sticking with Cena.
All right, John Cena.
Can't even see that guy. He doesn't even want to be seen.
You don't need to see him. You know he's there. And you know he takes names. Takes belts.
This is his theme song.
I can only imagine the plaque in his house. Oh, this takes me back.
No one liked John Cena
this
in this time era.
2008
anyway,
Slim.
He had not earned his respect as
they Wait,
Slim.
When did this come out?
Mouth.
I'm sorry.
And
Slim liked John Cena then because Slim was like 8
and hold up.
Then.
When did this
Wait,
come out?
What?
This What's record the, like 2005.
Yeah.
What time frame are we talking about?
2001 to 2009.
All right. Well, was John Cena an actor yet in 2009? So your
yeah,
acting point.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't say acting. You brought up acting.
He had done
but
the
you
Marine.
Brought it up how I brought it up.
He had done
and
the Marine and 12 rounds by then.
Well, it's mostly all irrelevant. Well, those movies suck, so it is irrelevant. He was not a good actor yet. He was not. He had not earned his fucking respect as a wrestler yet. He had only given a fraction of what he's given so far to child fucking mega wishes yet, and. He is not the John Cena he is now. This is 2009 prior Kurt Angle number one.
This is just a random John Cena song. It's called Keep Frontin'. This ain't even John Cena. This is some guy. He can't even rap on his own record. Oh, let's find a different song.
Play the intro. You started it and never finished it.
I want to hear him, like, actually rap. Especially over a sample like this.
Yeah. Can't help but feel it. Can't help but feel this one.
Now I know where Slim got his style from. Literally sounds like Slim rapping and Slim style beats.
Quit it.
Literally does. Me like the lightning do. Yeah. A bit of soul food that you be biting into. And if you feel me, then I'm writing for you. And I got your girl pregnant from her asshole or whatever the fuck type of rap Slim would say.
Yeah. Right now, put a wax on the for a
minute, put the beef and the gats to the side. And I feel bad for the father of the daughter.
I got potent sperm, bro. This track's got a vibe to show too. Enjoy life for 5 minutes, man. It's not gonna
kill you. It's okay to be hard and stay true, man. But at the end of the day, we are... I feel like I'm trapped under water that's frozen. What the fuck is your line? All
right, Monty, chill.
What's that line? Now that Monty said it, I can't, like, unforget how ridiculous that line is.
I feel like I'm stuck under frozen water.
He says, Bobby, what do you think about this? I feel like I'm stuck under frozen water.
First of all, the song is called TRAPT, as in like Metallica's Trapped Under Ice, and also an homage to the band Trapped, because I used to fuck with them.
Trapped Under Ice is a TRAPT.
Trapped Underwater, like that frozen only reminds
water.
Me of
Trapped Under Frozen
Elijah
Water.
Wood, Macaulay Culkin, The Good Son.
You know, I always heard that and didn't think anything
it was
of it.
Stuck under frozen water for one.
When he traps, he drowns the brother.
He tries.
Yeah. Fucking, but Monty said that the other day. I feel like I'm stuck under frozen water, and it's a Slim line. And then I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, that is a ridiculous line, because frozen water is just ice.
Right.
Like, but you're trying to sound clever, but it's not clever. When you're just talking about ice.
Boy, do you want to bring up any of your songs? We're not talking about music.
I'm just saying.
As far as me and Bob go, we're talking about wrestlers.
All right. Kurt Angle, 1990 Canadian Cup Wrestling Champion.
Out of range.
What years are we in?
2000, 2009.
Doesn't matter. He has his accolades. He's coming into these years.
All right. Okay. He's ready. He's got the, you know, all right.
1988 high school wrestling freshman champion. 1987 wrestling champion. 15 other wrestling champions. 2 gold medals. No, look at this. Holy shit. These are all the championships that this dude has won in his life. Starting here. John Cena's is not that long.
I love audio podcast. We just sat. Listen to you scroll.
Yeah.
We didn't listen. We just looked.
I'll count them.
I'm more stuck on how Slim was about to just start talking shit on my raps. He was like, boy,
you literally just brought
raps?
Up my own
you
lyric.
You talk about raps? Yeah.
Guess up.
I'm just saying.
He said, boy, if you want to get flamed real quick, you know where to step two.
Hey, it's not about I fucking crushed your ass in album streams, so pick apart my raps all you want, but who's got like 400 more streams than you? Boy. All right. Boy. Boy. That's going to be my new thing.
Wait till them Apple Music revenue comes out, because no one uses Spotify because it's whack, because everyone's got an iPhone. And Apple Music is superior.
Hey.
Just saying, putting it out there. But
Apple Music comes in faster than Spotify, so everything from Apple Music
exactly.
would be in there before Spotify.
Exactly. And where?
So I'm still.
I don't have the
from
revenue.
Your stream numbers.
What? You were just showing me Spotify streams.
I was showing you stream numbers, motherfucker. That's all your streams, motherfucker. All
right.
Motherfucker.
And how often did you play your old phone on and repeat in your bedroom? Connected to the charger.
Those don't count because it's linked to my profile. My artist page is linked to my profile, so anytime I play my own song, it doesn't count as a stream. It's just like with your own SoundCloud. If you play your own SoundCloud song, it don't count as a stream.
Ah.
Because you're logged in. So I'm logged in to that artist account through my Spotify account, through my actual Spotify account.
Okay.
So I couldn't play my own shit in account. Because believe me, I would try.
Anyway.
I streamed that shit 10,000 times.
Bob, what else you got? That's my closing argument. Is John Cena had more belts than anyone on this list in that era and more championship reigns?
He's trapped under frozen water.
I don't think he did.
I couldn't find.
I don't think he had more belts in that era.
Not in other organizations. You say with WWE. I'm saying.
I don't even think he had more belts. I think maybe more champ, more WWE championship.
I'd probably have to give that one to Kurt Angle. I'm not looking. I mean, at the
reign.
Numbers.
Yeah, your title reign. Not just talking about. Oh, he got it in June and he lost it in August.
Count all belts. I'd say Kurt Angle.
I'm talking about, oh, he got it in June, he lost it in August. Like, that don't, like, that's nothing. I'm talking about reign. This man had it forever. He was the man to beat. He was the one with the star power forever.
I don't know if he was at that time yet.
That was his time. Like, 2007 to 2009?
He was, but I don't know if, I still don't know if it would beat Kurt Angle. Because Kurt Angle has a 2-year head start, A. And then B, he also has...
Kurt Angle knows.
He has all the TNA championships. He has the IWGP championships. He's got...
Didn't Scott Steiner beat him?
I don't think Scott Steiner did win that match. I don't know if Scott Steiner was even in that
2009?
He's cut the excellent promo?
I think he cut the excellent promo and got hurt.
Nice.
Or Samoa Joe got hurt. Somebody got hurt and they're not in that match. Mm. Kurt Angle, maybe.
Oh, it doesn't say years.
Bobby's, you're looking up facts. What about the other two in this argument?
They don't matter.
I'm going mine. I'm going with my pick.
What about Batista and Triple H in there?
Oh, yeah, I ranked them.
Yeah.
Triple H's still going. I respect it.
Yeah, but where's the rank in the top four here?
I don't know if I could rank. I just think John.
You're saying John Cena number one. Who's number two of Triple H, Batista, and Kurt Angle?
Kurt Angle is number
who's
two.
Number three. Batista or Triple H?
I would say Batista then Triple H.
So you guys disagree on your one and on your three?
Yeah, we do.
You think Batista had the worst?
Oh, Batista sucks. Batista sucks.
But when he's knocking out Goldberg and shit.
Batista didn't wrestle Goldberg.
Wait, who am I thinking of? Never mind.
Brock Lesnar?
No, back in the day. Yeah, that was... Okay, yeah. Okay, anyway. I'm staying with Cena.
Say, yeah, that was okay.
Okay, yeah. And I'm staying with Kurt Angle.
He's still mad. Kurt Angle knows. He's still mad that I came at him about his trapped under ice line. Frozen water.
You only said it because Monty said it. Fuck Monty.
Yeah, and it really pointed out how interestingly unclever the line is. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's clever enough. You,
Joyner Lucas wouldn't approve. He'd throw it out the window.
Joyner Lucas!
Kurt Angle's got five children. John Cena's got no children.
Where is he?
They had him on Genius rating raps. It was a joke for people that use the internet.
He's got one song. It was the racist song.
That's how mad this guy is. He's so mad.
Defending myself, Sean. Now I got to defend not only John Cena, but myself.
Well, I mean, I do more streams than you, so. Now he's drinking
stealing
my beer.
Stealing your beer,
I take it. That thing makes me shit weird anyway the next day.
What?
They really? Just make me shit weird. Oh. Yeah.
Well, it's a nice house.
It's a Microsoft Edge.
All right, final verdict. Sean, who you got?
I still say that I have more streams than you. No, I'm just fucking.
No.
Fuck you. We talked about it the other day. If you add it in your SoundCloud
I know. I got more on SoundCloud.
I mean, I wouldn't say all that, but I mean, you got some more.
I would say that. if we're just on SoundCloud, I don't care about that.
None of my songs are on SoundCloud.
I just like having product out and doing shows. You know, I do it for the love of the art. And it's going to make me some money. Well, it's already made me some money.
Oh, but I'm laughing all the way to the bank with my 363 I've made off my album, More Than You've Made.
Well, I'm laughing with the money I've made solo from merch, which is almost $700. So
$700? I want to see that tax statement.
Don't tell the IRS. This ain't no fucking private Snapchat account.
How much did you spend?
$500.
Then that's a $200 profit.
Okay. And you got $375.
I got $363, yeah.
That's $3.63 is what we're saying. All right, we're not arguing. We're not comparing. We both do music. What
I'm
we're
just saying,
saying
I'm
is,
a more famous rapper than you.
Fair enough. What we're saying is, you know what?
What I'm saying is,
Sean, I'm not going to bury you right
I'm
now.
I'm going to Olympic slam both of you and then break your ankles. Kurt Angle is the best.
Sean?
Hey, I'm not saying I'm the better rapper. I'm just saying I'm the highest selling rapper at this table.
Okay.
How was your show we did at the Gyro?
What's up?
How was your show we did at the Gyro?
I think I did better than you.
Selling wise, I mean, like, audience, you know.
What's up? The audience? Yeah, the audience was bigger during mine. Oh. During my set, definitely. Yes. I played at a good spot.
Yeah.
And my set went good, too.
It did. You had a good set.
And I feel like I was a better stage performer than you.
I feel like I've been stuck in a frozen water. So.
You're going to come at me about something for real. Like the Gyro show, I did do better than you and played to more people than you. You can't fucking argue
with me about
that.
That's not what this is about. You turned it on this.
So you're trying to say that I... What about the Gyro show that was bad?
The tournament, we can do Slim versus Sean versus Kurt Angle versus Tupac.
Oh my God.
I just want to know where you were going with this. I'm interested now.
Saying I've had better Gyro shows is all I'm saying.
Oh, you've had better
Gyro. I might be piggybacking off chances you puts me on the
that's
shows,
smart.
But,
that's,
you know.
That's true.
Excluding the one I got that's the DUI true. From, but,
the only
know.
Reason why I even kept that show, though, was for fucking you guys.
Yeah, no, it was fun, but
I booked the show at a place, and that venue fell through. And instead of being like, hey, all you guys that just confirmed for the show we announced, I'm canceling it, I moved
it. We made the quick change.
Moved it to a place I couldn't promote.
Chance had to do the same thing with the Melting Pot. He had to switch it over quickly. You know, Gyro's available.
I get you. You don't give me no motherfucking respect, so it's fun to...
I give you... You're my OG. I give you respect.
Fun to rub it in your face.
You're my OG. I give you respect.
I'm a bigger album seller than you. So I win the top 8 debates. Me, second Kurt Angle, third John Cena, because I'm the better rapper of the three.
Oh, I'll give you that. Give me that one.
Oh, jeez.
Cutlass Supreme.
All right,
at least you guys are agreeing now.
Dodge Neon. That better be in your new
It's ramp. Chrysler now.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
But I mean, Kurt Angle still drinks the most milk.
Hey. What? You can milk's not, you can man. Dog on my lines all you want, but I still sold more units than you. I even had a day that pushed more than 100 units in a day. You ain't had one of those.
Alright.
Units.
You want to see my unit?
Why does everybody want to see my
unit? Why does everybody want to see my unit?
We'll rate your unit on the next episode.
Roller coaster!
Yeah,
oh my god, can we make a choice, please? What's your final verdict? John Cena versus Kurt Angle out of Batista and... Oh, who's the other one? Batista and...
Triple H.
What?
400 H's.
Man, you know how earlier I was like, I'm just going to retire from rapping after the next album. Now I'm not. Now I'm just going to put out an album every time Slim does, and just so I can have more album sales each time.
Put out 100 units.
100 units on everybody. That's going to be my next album. Fuck the name cassette tapes. I'm going with 100 units.
100 units.
My next album's called 100 units. Catch me pimping.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
It's only funny because how mad you're getting. I'm sorry.
I'm not mad. I'm just like.
It's funny to me. Like, it probably sounds super awkward, but it's fucking hilarious to me on the inside right now. This whole past 20 minutes of this podcast. It's been so fucking funny to me on the inside.
Well, you killed my self-esteem, so that song we're supposed to do together will probably take a little bit
longer.
You're
never going to make it anyway. I know you.
What?
I know you more than you know yourself. You ain't ever going to fucking hop on no fucking goddamn track.
Yeah, well.
I even, Bobby, you didn't even hear about this shit. So I text this dude on Sunday when I'm coming home from work. Yeah. 50-hour work week. But I figured he might be coming over for the podcast, so even though I just spent 50 hours busting my ass, not even including the Super Bowl. Super Bowl was prior to that. So include the Super Bowl, that's 62 hours straight I just busted my ass at work. And then I'm texting him like, hey, tonight, do you have some time to re-record that verse to a different beat? And he says to me, no, not tonight, but I could probably do it Tuesday. Right, so I assume that means these guys aren't coming over, or he would be at my house to have time to do it tonight. I come home from fucking work finally at like 6:30, and they're just sitting in the living room, in the dining room, recording a podcast, hanging out, hijacking our home, hijacking the whole downstairs of our home. And then I'm like, well, what the fuck? I ask you if you can do one thing for me tonight, and you're like, no, I can't do it. But you're already in my home, using my equipment, recording on my computer.
Drinking all the motherfucking orange juice.
Hijacking my living room. I can't even walk around naked and scream like I want to.
Well, you can't do that anyway.
Nah.
You could.
I mean, I could, but not with you in my living room.
I mean...
Well, I'm just saying. I'm like,
Bob would prefer this open
here,
window.
Have a little
I'm like,
decency.
It's a verse he's already recorded before too, so it's not even something that he'd have to like practice real hard for. He already knows the verse. He just got to do it. He's like, nah, I don't have time tonight, but I might be able to Tuesday. But then he's in my house. I'm like, how do you not have time? You're already in my house.
So I'm gonna. I'm going to let John Cena take this one. John Cena can have it.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
That's funny. I'm just saying, you're like, oh, that verse might take a little more time now. I wasn't ever going to get it anyway from you. Shit. What do you think this is? You think I don't know you? I've known you for 2 years.
I think I won the debate.
You won the debate. John Cena number one.
Give me
yeah. There you go. John Cena number one. Kurt Angle. Yeah! Triple H number three. Batista four.
Go up in your bathroom and scream.
Go scream.
Go scream one out real quick.
Go scream one out.
Trapped under frozen water. I gotta get this shit out.
All right.
We're talking shit, Sean.
That was fun.
I don't like this.
I don't know. I was going to be like, you opened up a can of worms when you, but I don't even remember how.
Fuck you stuff. Opened.
No, I don't remember right. how it started.
Fuck Monty, first of all.
Oh, yeah, the trapped under frozen water.
Fuck Monty.
I honestly don't even know how that
I
got
I hate that guy.
Up.
I hate that
so I'm
guy.
Trapped under frozen water.
It's now AM, man.
I mean, you guys didn't even show up. You both told me you were going to be here tonight.
No. He told
you. Told me you were going to be here tonight, and then I talked to him yesterday, and he told me that you guys were going
to
be here.
I did not
want to
re-record again, and he even hit me up like, "Oh, we're going to do it today." I was like, "No, we're not."
So me thinking they're going to be here all night tonight, and they're fucking not. So when I think they're going to be here, they're not. And when
so
they
I come
are,
home, I take my pants off, and I'm screaming. And
yeah, I didn't do it today because I thought you were going to come over.
Of course.
Because you both told me you were going
to
be here.
Sorry, I interrupted your screaming sesh.
Yeah, you guys really need to like get the shit together. Damn. So you stop interrupting my screaming.
I'm telling you.
I was screaming before I came home. I was at band practice.
Yeah.
Then I came here and started screaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to record some more songs called Yeah, Yeah and see if I get more streams than Slim on them.
Stop.
Stop. Sean, stop.
You're hurting my feelings.
I'll make some songs about yo-yos.
Well, hopefully this tough love pushes you harder, Slim.
Listen, we saw that worked out with you and Chance, so I don't need none of that.
Oh, pushed them super hard.
To never record with you again.
I don't care if he records with me again. He doesn't talk to me anymore either. I mean, he was nice to me when I talked to him.
It's the Sean and Bob show.
But, yeah, that's what's about to happen.
I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Nah. Trapped under frozen water.
All right, never mind. It's a Sean and Bob show. Fuck you. No.
You can pick apart my lines.
You've
I have thick skin.
Trapped under.
Oh, we already did that.
Because
we already did
we
that.
We did a whole episode where we picked apart every line of my record with Ray Roberts sitting here. So don't.
Yeah, and
don't
Ray complimented you.
And don't act like I'm not sitting here like.
Our hip hop correspondent said, yeah, go for it. I'm sorry. All right.
All right. Hey, you're trying to say that I shouldn't have made any records or nothing now?
Well, no, dude. Do your thing, man. Make your music. I'm just saying.
Well, it gets more
streams
than...
The music you're making now are... The meme? Did I say memes? The music you're making now is fucking excellent.
Those are just beats.
Right.
That's not even the music I'm making.
All right, well.
That's just bullshit.
You found a lane.
Yeah. I hear you, this guy. This dude trying to fucking discourage me from making rap records.
I'm not saying
it's because he doesn't want an artist at the table who has more streams than him on...
Yeah, Bob 209 is still killing it in 10 years later.
Yeah, I don't need to prove anything. I'm confident in myself, and I don't care what anybody thinks.
All right, so honestly. It's Sean Ast, John Cena, Kurt Angle, Triple H, I don't remember the lineup, Batista, Slim, right? That's the order of rappers. The weird
first it goes me, then the dirt, then the worms in the dirt, then Sean's stool, and then Sean.
Damn, man. This guy, he buried me under my
it's
own
weird
stool.
No,
that was the
though,
bottom. That
I was
going
to say, as you listed those, though, your hand went up.
That was the bottom from the top.
So I was the top.
I'm at the bottom.
I am the walrus.
Yeah, it's me, then the dirt, and then the worms in the dirt.
Oh.
And then your shit.
This
and
is
then you.
Fun for you guys, but it's so awkward for the listeners.
That's
like
an episode.
Me.
I'm tired of this.
this is awkward for me. I'm going to go home and cry.
I hope you do. Let's have a I'm sorry. I really don't.
Gonna,
I don't hope you really do.
I'm going to
I better put that on record. Like, I don't want to end the episode and be like, I'm just joking, Slim. I better say it now. I don't hope you go home
I'm
and cry.
I'm going to scream first, then cry.
Scream while you cry.
Oh.
Let's have a good day.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at LegendsWithAZ.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.